This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As you read the opening chapters of Exodus, notice two recurring phrases. Moses repeatedly told Pharaoh, "God says, let my people go." The other phrase has to do with hardening Pharaoh's heart. In some places, God hardened Pharaoh's heart so he wouldn't let God's people go. In other places, Pharaoh himself hardened his heart by refusing God's request. If God hardened his heart, then Pharaoh could blame God for his rebellion. If Pharaoh hardened his own heart, he deserved God's judgment. Think of it this way. If the sun shines on butter, it melts. But if it shines on clay, it hardens. God knew Pharaoh's heart. If his pride and controlling power was threatened, he would rebel. Every time God commanded, "Let my people go," he felt threatened and would resist, thus hardening his heart. A few times he succumbed to the pressure, but then he'd feel threatened and again would harden his heart. Even after he finally gave permission to leave, following the slaying of the firstborn throughout Egypt, he later had second thoughts and pursued the Israelites with his crack army. God finally judged him and his men by drowning the army in the Red Sea. If you feel like rebelling against what God clearly asks you to do, beware. You can't blame your rebellion on God. It reveals what's really in your heart. If your heart is hardened against God, you're in deep peril. God will do what he sets out to do, but you will face bitter consequences. A better plan is to submit to God and his plan. If you do, he'll bless you.